This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got Andrew Golden from the Washington Post joins us. Andrew, you had one of the most unique stories that I've read in a long time. You getting to warm up, so to speak, with the new Nats interim skipper, Miguel Cairo. Can you give us the biggest takeaway from your stair-jogging session with the skipper here in D.C.?
I think my biggest takeaway is I need to start working out in the offseason more. I think that's probably my biggest takeaway. It was honestly really cool. Honestly, it was pretty fun getting to know him. Like as I mentioned, kind of in my story, he's a pretty intense guy, you know, on the field. But getting to know him off the field, like he's very grateful for the opportunity and very thankful for his journey. And so it was really cool getting to kind of know him and seeing a different side of him that maybe his players get to see a little bit more than I do. And so I really enjoyed talking to him. It was a fun one.
Yeah, it was an outstanding story. You guys should go check it out. Miguel Cairo, can't worry about the past for tomorrow. It's about the next step. I was in the Washington Post going back a few days ago. When they made the decision to hire him, I got to be honest, I was a little bit frustrated, didn't love it. I thought they should have gone outside the building to, like, one of their minor league skippers, whether that's Lee Croy or DeShields or somebody else. And my fear was, you know, you're going away from Davey. You might as well not have anyone like Davey. And then Cairo in his press conferences used Davey-isms right away, and it just feels like more of the same. What's been your take on, has he actually put any new imprints, fingerprints on this thing?
I feel like I've seen him doing more pregame work on the field and more fundamental work, maybe a little bit more than I've seen before the All-Star break. But how much of an impact that has or how much of the Davey impact is still there? I mean, I still think a lot, obviously. I mean, he was there for 6 years. It is his bench coach who was his mentor. And, Miguel did tell me, like, I want to do things my way. I do believe that's happening to an extent, but you also just wonder how many effects are still lingering from Davey, just because it was so, that culture was so ingrained for such a long time. I do think you kind of need a new voice or a new person in there.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. We'll see, how they're able to finish here down the stretch. Cade Cavalli made his debut the other night, touched 100 a few times. In terms of what you're expecting to see from him and the remainder of his starts throughout the rest of the season, what are you looking for here, and how impressed were you with the other night, considering how long of a layoff it's been?
Yeah, I was really impressed with his debut. He came out pumping 100 in that first inning, and it was very clear that he was kind of amped up, ready to go. And so I think when you look at Cade, what you just want to see from the rest of the year is how he's able to sustain his stuff. Obviously, as the game, we know his velocity drop, but I kind of want to see how he continues to manage the workload, how the Nationals manage his innings down the stretch, and how many innings he's going to pitch towards the end of the year, because I think their goal was just to have him pitch in the majors the rest of the season. So I think just like how does he stay healthy, how does he manage his workload? Because when you look at his stuff, I mean, outside of Mackenzie Gore, I think he has some of the best stuff in the rotation. His stuff might be just as good as Mackenzie's, you could argue, and obviously that was why he was a first-round pick. And so it'll be interesting to see how he can kind of sustain that. The secondary pitches look really good too. That was kind of the question mark when he debuted in 2022 was like, how does the secondary pitches come along? But they looked really sharp. And so I was impressed by those as well.
Andrew, two city road trip here, San Francisco, Kansas City. Give us a little primer if you would.
Yeah, I think that they're two manageable teams. I know the Royals have underperformed, and the Giants got off to a hot start, and now they've kind of tailed off in the second half. So I think these are games that the Nationals should find themselves in. They should be able to win those games. I'm interested to see kind of how Jake Irvin kicks things off today. I believe this is his first start in San Francisco since his first full season in 2023. I think it was his second start, and so I'm interested to see how he performs. And it's an opportunity. I think these are winnable games. Like, I mean, you could argue the Brewers are a juggernaut and like they should have beaten the A's, but I think these are all winnable games too, and so I'm interested to see how they kind of perform.
Andrew, we appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
Yep, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Andrew Golden of The Washington Post.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.